biases. Now, can they be changed? Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, you know, some people just flat out refuse to believe what the Bible says is true. So how can their biases be changed?
Well, before I answer that, I'd like to tell you about a typical conversation that often goes on in America's public school system. It's really a good example of the bias surrounding creation. After a presentation, one student stated, "There's no way Noah's Ark could be true. Noah couldn't have fitted all the animals on board." "Well, how many animals would have been on the ark?" he was asked. The standard reply, "I don't know, but it certainly couldn't have happened." Then he'd be asked, "How big was the ark?" He answered, "I don't know, but Noah couldn't have fitted all the animals on board." So without knowing how big Noah's ark was or how many animals God would have needed, this student had already decided the account of Noah's ark was a fairy tale and it couldn't have possibly happened. So how can someone's bias like this change? You know, it's only through the work of the Holy Spirit that our biases can change. But our responsibility is to give answers for what we believe, such as how easy it would have been to fit the kinds of land animals needed on Noah's ark and let God open their hearts to the truth.
So was Noah's flood a real event? Well, that's one of the questions that Ken Ham tackles in his free booklet, The Seven Seas of History. You'll be built up in your faith when you visit AnswersRadio.com. Read Ken Ham's free booklets at AnswersRadio.com.